first opened the book and started reading, it seemed peculiar to me. The people were strangers and the language unfamiliar. So I dipped in and out, trying to force myself to concentrate, fighting a lack of fascination and not spending much time in the company. It seemed to me that I was missing something, some foolish gap in my understanding. Events were being referred to and I didn't know the context. But I went back to the book, and slowly became more comfortable in these people's presence. Slowly became more confident that the truth was being revealed to me, one layer at a time. I gradually became more and more engaged. To my surprise, I started to care for these people and their troubles. I became used to the rhythm of the words, which had seemed so foreign to begin with. I found myself reading more often and in longer stretches. Now when not reading, I sometimes caught myself thinking in the same way as the book was written. The same rhythm of words, the same repetition of phrases. Suddenly I was in love. I felt like this world was my special place. I felt like home when I came back to it. Coming to, I became aware I only had 80 pages left. But still I hurtled on, devouring it. As my lovers learned their lessons and met their truths, one by one, all my questions were answered. With only 30 pages left, I slowed down and read the words aloud in my head, imagining I was reading to friends. I savored every word, trying to speak in their voices, looking for meaning everywhere, afraid to miss a single thing. I read the last chapter so slowly that it hardly made sense, desperate for the ending, and yet unwilling for it to end. And then it was over. I closed the book and sighed. I felt left alone. I felt abandoned. My friends were gone, but the rhythm of their words stayed with me.